When Katie Cummins recommends music, I always listen. For the record, she still thinks of Jack Harlow as a wannabe rapper on SoundCloud. So for the past few weeks, she's been speaking nonstop about Bendigo Fletcher. Katie's favorite song, Wonderfully Bizarre, is playing in the background right now. As a fan of what I'd consider borderline folksy music like Noah Kahan and Camp, Bendigo Fletcher wasn't too far from my comfort zone. They reminded me of summer camp in the Pacific Northwest, a counselor inevitably in tivas with a guitar slung across their chest. They even looked the part. I've never seen so much flannel and facial hair on a single Instagram page. But for Katie, they sound like home.
Yeah, my name's Katie. I'm a sophomore here at Northwestern. I'm studying communication. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm really big about local music, local artists. So I'm like super entrenched in the Louisville music scene, but like it's like important to me and I try to prioritize it.
When I asked Katie to describe Bendigo Fletcher, the banjo inevitably came up. You might hear our friend Alex laughing in the background, but it brought up an important conversation on conceptions of class and elitism, especially in the context of folk music.
They are basically like a rocky, folky music, but they take a lot of inspiration from like Appalachian fiddle music, which is one of my favorite music genres. But I think what people don't realize is that like the Appalachian like art community is very strong and like very rooted in tradition, but also like extremely like leftist in the sense that, you know, the Appalachian, like the unions, the coal mines, I mean, they were just destroyed by like the coal factories and stuff, and just been undervalued by the population for so long, and it's so isolated that like a very particular culture, you know, has sprung up there, especially, you know, in Western North Carolina, Eastern Tennessee, Eastern Kentucky, West Virginia. And if it rains, is it cool if we take your car?
I asked Katie why listeners might consider learning more about Appalachian music, which she clarified to me does not include Louisville, Kentucky.
But I think that there is like a circuit of artists from, you know, Eastern Kentucky, Eastern Tennessee, Western North Carolina that make beautiful music, and kind of the contextualization of their music being from that region just makes it like so much more like beautiful. Like it just adds, you know, layers.
I listened to Sugar in the Creek right before speaking with Katie and was immediately hooked by the band's more dissonant chords and, of course, the distinctive sound of the banjo.
Their most popular or like most streamed song while I was walking here.
And what did you think?
I really liked it. Which one is it called? It's like
Sugar in the Creek?
Yeah, Sugar in the Creek. It was really good. And it opened with the banjo, which was kind of jarring to me because I don't think I have any songs on my playlist that have the banjo
in
it.
But the banjo is so good.
But it was so good. And then, like,
that's
honestly,
they love the banjo. Now that the telephones have all been tapped, maybe it's time to get off the mat. I feel like they're Louisville's folk Jack Harlow band. like mark my words, pretty soon they're gonna like be at the same level on like music festivals as like Camp.
Bendigo Fletcher is performing in Chicago this Thursday, April 20th, and for WNUR News,